Previously on Heroes.
I'm not going to let you manipulate me. I'm the one making the decisions.
Mr. Petrelli, you're playing yourself?
Obviously, playing Mr.
She can't see me, Nathan. No one can, except you.
You're different. You're special.
My name is Daphne. Why are you two following me?
I want my father's formula back.
There's supposed to be some sort of exchange going down at this theater, and I'm waiting to intercept.
You were right. I am just a killer. I guess you were wrong about me.
We'll see.
You want to tell me that's not you?
It's not me. You can't run this story.
Hey! Oh!
She touches the reporter and he turns to ice.
My name is Tracy Strauss. Do you know me?
Know you? I created you.
To find you, to get you out of here, I need to show you. The whole world is in trouble. Reflexes, blood pressure, balance.
They're all normal.
I am completely the same in every way. Just different.
Mohinder and Maya kiss passionately. Chapter 4, I Am Become Death. In the laboratory, Mohinder's asleep at his desk, leaning on pages of his notes. He wakes up and switches on a voice recorder.
This is Dr. Mohinder Suresh, journal entry 12. 3 days after injecting the genetic modification formula, my reflexes are sharper, my strength off the chart. It's a dream come true. No one among us hasn't wished for strength to fly. And now, it's all possible.
He speaks into the recorder.
There are a few adverse reactions. The one exception being an unusual rash, a byproduct of the formula, an allergy.
God, no, please don't! Stop it!
Hello, is everything all right? I'm sorry to intrude, but I heard shouting and I wanted to make sure everything was okay.
Everything's fine. Thanks.
Are you sure? Because it looks like your wife...
She'll be fine. Now back off, Sahib.
Mohinder rams the man's head against the doorframe.
Stop it! Stop, please! Just leave us alone, all right? God, don't hurt him.
Mohinder walks away.
You were one of three identical triplets. Tracy, Nikki, and Barbara. Perfect test subjects. When your birth parents died, we separated you.
I just need some answers. What did you do to me?
DNA manipulation. A formula that would make you incredible. Speed, strength. Is it something like that?
Tracy paces the room, then turns back to Dr. Zimmerman.
Why? Why would you do this? What gave you the right?
We had no right. We were arrogant and selfish and human.
Who wanted this?
I think I've said too much already. They would not like that.
Give me a name. Someone!
There was a company. I don't remember. I can't remember.
You're lying.
They made us forget?
Well, then you have to take it away. This thing that I can do.
I can't.
You don't understand. This ability. I've hurt people.
It is part of you.
No, I never asked for it. You need to take it away.
I can't.
Tell me how to take it away. Tell me.
She grips his arms and he starts to freeze. She lets go.
I'm so sorry.
What have you done?
Who is she? What happened to her?
It's your future, Buckman. Not mine.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so that means that I can stop that from happening, right?
You really want to know?
Matt nods, and the guide gestures towards his dwelling.
This stuff's supposed to show me my future.
He eats something from a clay bowl.
I don't think this is working.
Here. Try this.
The guide puts his headphones on Matt's ears, and Matt closes his eyes, his head nodding drowsily. The guide watches him carefully. Matt's eyes spring open, and they're a pale milky white. An aerial view of New York City, flying amongst the skyscrapers and through the canyon-like avenues. 4 years in the future, Peter and future Peter materialize in an alley.
Come on. Where are we? When are we? This is the future. I came back to stop. Why? It looks just like today. With one big difference.
All right, I'll see you.
Two businessmen shake hands and then fly off into the air. Peter looks stunned, then notices other people casually soaring through the street.
How is this possible? An injection. Abilities are available to anyone. For sale if you can afford it. For grabs if you're desperate enough. But all these people with abilities are going to destroy the world. How could you know that? How would you? I painted it. Dream. It's going to happen. Here, look. All the crime, murder, all ability. People can be trusted. We're weak, jealous, violent. There's always good people, always. How could I be so naive? Now, abilities are the new weapon of choice. People will control themselves. It's not safe for me to be out in the open. They'll be looking for us. I needed you to see. Who are they? What did you do? They think I'm an extremist, a villain. I had to stop it. Maybe they're right. You shot Nathan. You killed him. He was gonna tell everyone the truth about us, but he didn't die. And now he doesn't have to. So, why hasn't everything changed? Look, someone from your time is putting together a formula that gives people abilities. You have to stop them. Why me? Why can't you do it? Because I made terrible choices. Stepped on too many butterflies. What does that mean? You can't make the same mistakes as me. We need to find Siler. With his ability, you won't make the same mistakes. Siler, what the hell are you talking about? I want to see Nathan, Claire, Suresh. They're not the people you think they are. Why not? Not all of us were born with abilities, okay? Some of us were made. A line was drawn. Sides were chosen. Tore us apart.
Bullets tear into future Peter's chest, and present Peter looks round.
Claire?
Claire points her gun at Peter, and he makes a run for it. He dodges her bullets, but at the other end of the alley, the Haitian confronts him. Peter whacks him across the head with a dustbin lid and races away, bullets ricocheting off the bins around him. Claire lowers her gun, looking furious. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. 4 years in the future. In a morgue, Claire's looking down at future Peter's dead body on a table. Daphne speeds into the room and Knox saunters in behind her.
Well, you actually did it. You killed Peter.
No. He's still alive.
Looks plenty dead to me.
There were two of them. This one and a younger one from the past.
This is bad, right? Bad, bad.
Yeah, we have orders. Kill Petrelli.
It's obviously easier said than done.
We need to use Molly. She can find Peter anywhere in the world.
You know, I can't just do that. It's not that simple.
It is. If you won't ask her, I will.
I'm not afraid of you.
No, but you are afraid of Peter. And you know he won't stop, not ever. Until we find him, and we kill him.
Hero and Ando, level 2, present day.
Let me out! I must see the world! The future depends on it!
We have to get out of here, Ando. There must be another way.
He looks up.
Ah, the vent, but it's too high. Ando, come on and give me a hand.
I'm not talking to you.
What? What did I do?
You said you didn't need me. You said you don't know why you're taking me along. You're so powerful. Help yourself. I followed you around the world, risked my life for you because I believed we were friends, partners. You know what I think? I think you're still upset that future me murders future you.
And what if I am?
I knew it.
I can't help it. Every time I look at you, I see it over and over again. How could you kill me?
I would never hurt you. But I'm starting to understand why I might.
Senator Petrelli? Senator.
You need to make a choice. There are a lot of historical dust available.
Miss Tracy, isn't it her job to make these decisions?
Well, Miss Strauss isn't answering her cell.
Take the John Foster Dulles. It sends the right message.
Which one would you pick?
Robert Kennedy's.
Kennedy it is. Thank you.
You know, I thought you'd be enjoying this. You're a senator, back in the seat of power where you belong. Able to do God's work here on Earth.
God's work? I'm picking out desks.
What's the real problem here, Nathan?
You. You're the real problem.
You don't trust me? I'm hurt. I'm the only one who can see you.
Well, that's a problem.
Don't play me, okay? I've been around people who can do amazing things. What are you? What are you, a telepath?
No. Nothing that obvious.
You know what it is? It's brain damage from the shooting.
The shooting that you so miraculously survived. Come on, Nathan. I mean, healing flying. I mean, isn't that the work of angels?
You're saying you're an angel? You're a murderer. You want to destroy New York City, kill millions of people.
If I remember correctly, you did too.
And what exactly do you want from me?
I want to help you. First, a senator. Then, president.
President.
The greater the fall, the grander the ascension. Isn't that what you've always wanted? Trust me. This is the path to salvation.
It's not my path. Not if you're leading the way.
Nathan storms out of his office.
This place is disgusting. The milk's gone bad. Didn't you notice?
Look, I don't need you cleaning up after me.
Oh, obviously you do. Oh. You don't look well.
I'm just tired.
No wonder. Working all hours. No food, no fresh air.
I have lots to do.
Come on, let's get out of here.
I can't.
But it's a beautiful day outside. And you've been cooped up in here.
Working for you. Trying to find some way to take away your ability. It's not what you want.
I came because I care about you. You want me to go? Fine.
Wait. I didn't mean to yell. I'm just tired. I will find the answers for you. I promise.
Looking unconvinced, she heads out. Mahinda looks deeply troubled. He picks up his voice recorder.
Journal entry 13. The rash is spreading. I don't know what it is or its connection to my aggression. Formula is transforming me, and I fear. I fear what I'm becoming. Formula is transforming me. I fear what I'm becoming.
Formula is transforming me, and I fear.
4 years in the future.
Mohinder?
The voice recorder is covered in cobwebs on the desk, a cockroach crawling over it. Peter makes his way into the dilapidated laboratory. He notices a painting of Claire's face obscured by yellow smudges. He pulls the canvas away, revealing another painting of her face, unobscured, the eyes stark with fear. He picks up the canvas and studies it.
What do you want?
A hooded figure shrouded in shadow.
I need your help. I need you to tell me everything you know about Siler.
Siler?
I have to find him. He's supposed to help me. But why? Why Siler? Mohinder, are you okay? What's going on? Mohinder!
Do not repeat my mistakes.
What happened to you?
Mahinda backs away.
I have wanted abilities. Impetuous. Selfish. I got the formula wrong. So wrong.
Let me help you. Tell me about Siler. Siler's power is dangerous. You don't understand it. I need to understand. Where is he? Where's Siler?
Costa Verde, the Bennett House.
Don't go!
Peter closes his eyes and disappears. He reappears outside Claire's house. He ignites his left hand with flaming blue energy, then goes inside and wanders into the living room, both hands now ignited. A small boy comes down the stairs and he quickly extinguishes his hands.
Hey, Uncle Peter, Dad's making waffles.
Siler.
What's up, champ? How you doing, man?
Good to see you. Rawr! Who wants some waffles, huh? Who else should get some waffles? Okay, little piece of waffles. But just because you're such a good one. Yes, yes. Oh, you're such a good dog.
Yes, you are a very good dog.
Peter, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in so long.
Siler hugs him.
If you told me you were coming, I would have made extra.
4 years in the future. Gabriel and Noah, Costa Verde. Siler takes a small jug out of the microwave.
What's the magic word?
Abracadabra.
Well, that's a magic word, so it's close enough.
Where's your skull, Uncle Peter?
Siler and Peter exchange a look.
You know what? Grown-ups need to have a little chat in the other room, so I'm gonna get you started on your waffle. All right, there you go. You gonna be okay?
Yes.
Yes, I know you are. We're just gonna be in the other room, all right?
Peter follows Siler into an office. Siler smiles at Noah, then closes the door, the smile dropping from his face.
You're not from around here, are you? No scar, the past, right? Which means to you, I'm the boogeyman. It's a hell of a thing you come in here to find out that you and I are brothers.
Brothers?
I'm sorry that you've come all this way, Peter, but I can't help you.
Can't?
I won't.
Why?
I'm not gonna give it to you, my ability. I'm not.
Then I'll just take what I need from you.
As if you could.
Peter concentrates, then stretches his hand out.
Peter's dead. They killed him. And now they're after me. I am not leaving without your ability, Siler.
My name is Gabriel. You don't realize my ability is not just understanding how things work. There's a hunger that comes with it to know more, to have more. I couldn't control it. It turned me into a killer. A monster. And every day is a struggle, every hour. But I fight it for him. And I am not going to willingly condemn you to hell.
If I have your ability, if I can understand the variables, then
I can save the world. The world always needs saving, Peter.
You're all gonna die. Your family, your son. This world is gonna end.
You don't believe me? Here.
Paint it. Just for yourself. Paint the future.
He holds out a paintbrush.
Don't let him see me. Not like this.
He takes the brush.
Do you understand?
He goes over to a canvas and closes his eyes. When he opens them, they become white. Matt and Daphne, 4 years in the future.
No, no way. No, we're not dragging Molly into this.
We're both raising her.
Yes, to be a normal little girl, not to be your bloodhound.
No, it's just this once. We use her ability to find Peter.
Peter Petrelli is a murderer and a terrorist and...
And he's the villain, not me. This is our chance to stop Peter. Now. Forever.
I don't understand why you would risk your life when you've got this beautiful baby girl waiting for you at home.
You are beautiful.
Matt takes a bottle of milk from a saucepan and tests it on his wrist.
This is everything to me. You, this family.
And this is the part where the butt comes in, Daniela.
But I was a cop, and I know what it's like to have a spouse who's worried if you're ever gonna come home alive.
I'm gonna be fine. Nothing can touch me.
Right.
You're a wife and a mother. It's time for you to slow down.
We find Peter. We catch him, and then you can consider me settled.
You're not gonna let this go, are you?
I miss a chance to stop Peter and all the pain and misery he's caused. We have to.
He glances at Molly, sitting in the next room, listening to her MP3 player.
Molly!
You guys done arguing?
We weren't. Your mother needs to talk to you for a second.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Daphne emerges from the apartment and goes over to Claire and Knox, waiting in the hallway.
Peter's in Costa Verde.
Siler.
Siler, yeah.
You're afraid? Don't act like I don't know what I'm talking about. You stink of it.
So what if I am?
So Claire Bent isn't afraid of anything?
I just killed my uncle, and I have to do it again. Give me a second to be a human being.
See, the problem is, Claire, unlike you, Daphne and I can die. So get your head on straight.
Silas stares at the picture he's just painted, a cracked and broken earth. He takes off his watch and hands it to Peter. The face is cracked. The time stopped at 6:56.
Siler? It's a scar. A reminder of what I was, of what I can be. Fix it.
I don't know a thing about watches.
If you want to learn how to access my ability, fix the watch. Listen to it. Like a symphony, every piece has its part, all coming together in perfect harmony. If you can understand the complexities of a watch, you can understand anything. Everything, cause, effect. Action, reaction.
Peter telekinetically manipulates the watch.
How to change the future.
The cogs start spinning.
You have it now.
Peter shows the watch to Siler.
I'm so sorry.
Daddy!
Not now, Noah.
Yes, now.
Noah, stay where you are, buddy.
Knox has his hand wrapped around Noah's neck, Daphne standing beside them.
It's gonna be okay, buddy.
Let's not make this any harder than it already is, Peter. Just come quietly, and we'll leave them alone.
Don't do it, Peter. Teleport out now.
I'm not leaving you. I brought this into your house.
No. This was my house. You took everything from me.
Claire, I never meant for you to...
Shut up. What's it gonna be? The boy or you? You don't want anyone to get hurt, do you?
Just first let the boy go.
Not till you're dead.
You gonna kill me?
One bullet in the back of the head should do the trick. Then I'll let the boy go.
I'm not the guy that you killed this morning, Claire. Look, this is me.
She cocks the gun.
You're not gonna kill me.
Yes, I am.
What happened to you? How'd you get this way?
I learned how to take care of myself.
Peter speeds over to Claire and punches her in the face.
No!
Daddy!
Go hide over there. Go now.
Daphne has hurled Peter into the office and now punches him with lightning speed blows. Knox glares at Siler, and the two men face off, Knox punching Siler in the face while Daphne does the same to Peter.
I understand your power. You get stronger with fear. I'm not afraid of you. But he is. Noah, run! Run!
Knox throws Siler onto a table, breaking it in two. He kicks him, sending Siler and the table shooting across the floor and crashing into Noah. Siler pushes away the debris, looking stunned. He shoves away the broken table, revealing Noah lying motionless beneath it. He pulls Noah onto his lap and gently shakes him, but he doesn't respond. Peter and Daphne stop fighting and watch in shock. Siler glares at Knox with murderous intent. He punches him in the face, flashes of light bursting from his fists. Peter releases a burst of telekinetic power, throwing Daphne against the wall. Knox drops to the floor.
They killed him!
Sila's hands burn with a fiery orange, which gets brighter and more intense, spreading to his face. Claire points her gun at Sila, but it's too late. He erupts in a nuclear explosion, the blast surging across the land, a huge mushroom cloud rising into the sky. Hero's hitting the vent with a belt.
Let me try.
I've got it.
What? You're afraid I'm going to strangle you with it?
Ando pulls the belt, but Hero won't let go. They struggle over it and Hero's pulled to the floor.
You always sucked at tug of war.
Ando whacks the vent with the belt, catches one of the flaps with a buckle, and pulls it open.
Enjoy your escape.
You're not coming?
You've made it very clear you don't want me around.
Hero looks up at the high vent and tries to jump for it.
Ando, I need your help. One more time.
Hero points to the vent, then looks back at Ando, pressing his palms in a begging gesture. Ando lifts him up.
Almost there!
I can't push any harder.
Just 2 more inches.
Hero grips the edge of the vent.
Ando, you've only ever been by my side. I don't know how I ever doubted you. I'm a terrible friend. I'm sorry.
Maybe now is not the time for apologies.
You must know, I can change. The future and myself. I swear it.
Hero sets his forearms on the edge of the vent, but their jubilation is short-lived when Ando sees the Haitian standing in the room. Tracy's looking at a newspaper headline which reads, "Reporter missing, feared dead." She picks up a telephone and dials a number.
Metropolitan Police Department.
Detective Russick, please.
This is Detective Russick.
Are you the detective working the Jim McCann case?
Yes, I am.
I have some information about him.
Who is this?
I...
The phone freezes in her hand as she struggles to find the words.
Hello? Hello?
She looks at the phone covered in frost, then puts the useless receiver back to her ear.
I killed him.
She drops the receiver and it shatters. Mohinder's peering into a microscope.
Damn it. Journal entry 16. I cannot reverse the process. Cannot remove the ability. Not from Maya, not from myself. It's a part of me now.
As he lifts his hand from the table, threads of sticky mucus cling to his fingers.
Yes?
The neighbor punches him.
Stuck your nose where it didn't belong.
So did you.
He drags the neighbor inside.
And the power and the glory. Forever and ever. Amen. Please, show me my path.
You picked the Kennedy desk. Good choice.
Hey. You're back. Did you find what you were looking for?
My resignation. I know I dragged you into this, and I'm sorry. I just can't do this anymore.
Nothing I can say to change your mind?
No. I know what I have to do now.
Tracy walks out. Mr. Lindemann puts his feet up on Nathan's desk.
You must pray for guidance. This is your path. You're just gonna have to trust me, Nathan. You must help her.
Tracy's standing on the edge of a bridge, staring into space with a desolate expression. She edges forward slightly, the undulating waves of the river far below her. She looks down at the water, then steps off the edge of the bridge. Nathan swoops down from the sky and lifts her up, cradling her in his arms. Then they soar away. Back at his apartment.
Drink?
Yeah. You okay?
No.
She sits on the sofa holding her drink, and he sits beside her. They stare into space for a moment, looking awkward.
So, you can fly?
Yeah.
I can't believe this is happening. I have to show you something.
She puts her hand around his glass. Ice creeps over the glass and Nathan looks stunned. He puts it on the coffee table. He holds her hands.
Your hands aren't even cold.
She kisses him. 4 years in the future, Nathan's giving a press conference with Tracy standing beside him.
Costa Verde is gone. The single greatest tragedy in American history. First Lady and I mourn its tremendous loss and urge all of you to find your families, find your loved ones, and that we pray together as a family and as a nation.
In the morgue, Peter's bound to a table next to the dead body of future Peter. He's struggling to break free, concentrating fiercely. Claire strides into the room along with the Haitian.
Are you trying to teleport? That's not gonna work with my friend here.
Peter's naked from the waist up.
200,000 people died in Costa Verde. I want you to feel the pain of every single death.
She cuts a scalpel across his chest, drawing blood.
That's one.
I can save them. Everyone at Costa Verde. This whole world doesn't have to be like this, Claire. You don't have to be like this. I saved you once, I can save you again. No.
She cuts him again.
That's two.
Stop. I'd like a moment with my brother alone.
Is this the president or my father speaking?
Both.
Claire strides out, followed by the Haitian. Peter looks over at Nathan, who's accompanied by several Secret Service agents. The agents head out.
I know what you're doing. I've seen it. The world's splitting in half. I'm not ignorant. I've seen the paintings. I've heard the dreams. I know what's going on. You're strong, Pete. One man. Cannot save the world. It's everybody's responsibility.
Everybody's abilities.
Yeah. An army with abilities. Congress has agreed to full proliferation because of Costa Verde. Because of you. Now, I know you think people can't be trusted. That we're all greedy and power hungry. But we were created in God's image, Pete. There's a goodness to man. Pete.
Having untied Peter, Nathan sits down.
You don't trust me.
You've been manipulated before by Linderman. You were gonna blow up New York City.
You can read minds. Read mine.
Peter stares intently at Nathan. He moves slowly around him.
Peter.
Peter thrusts out his hand and raises Nathan from his chair.
I understand. Your intentions. Your emotions. You believe that you're doing the right thing, but you're wrong.
Peter, stop. It hurts.
Peter throws him across the room, slamming his back against the steel wall.
I need
Peter points a finger, making an incision in Nathan's forehead. He drops him to the floor. Peter closes his eyes and vanishes. Level 5, present day. Silas sitting in a cell when Peter materializes behind him.
Peter.
Peter grabs him by the throat.
What are you doing? I went to the future. The world ended. I took your ability so I can understand how to stop it. You took my ability. You have the hunger. You're like me. I will never let myself become you. You already are, brother.
Matt's lying on the ground, trembling, his eyes milky white.
This was the scene above Costa Verde just hours ago. Everything within 4 miles has been completely incinerated. The sky is dark with smoke and debris. We can only imagine how massive...
It's my fault. I told her to go to Costa Verde.
Daniela needs her bottle. Come on.
But I...
Go take care of your sister. Now!
Matt looks back at the TV.
Any search for survivors is going to take time. But it's hard to imagine anyone still alive in there. The Army and National Guard are only now beginning to assess the extent of the destruction.
Matt opens the door.
Daphne?
Relief washes over Matt's face.
It wasn't fast enough.
She collapses, her back covered in burns. Matt checks her pulse.
No. Come on. You'll be fine. You'll be just fine.
In the present, Matt wakes up from his trance.
Welcome back.
What happened to me? I was in the future. Did I time travel?
No. You never left. You were asleep. Dreaming.
Dreaming? No. It was real. It was. I was there. She was there. Everybody had abilities.
Paintings of the future adorn the walls.
The bomb. The baby. It was real.
Matt hurries outside and goes over to a painting of himself holding Daphne in his arms.
Her name's Daphne. I gotta find her.
It's a big world. Lots of people.
You sent me on this journey. Come on.
You must find your totem. A spirit guide that attaches to your subconscious. It will lead you on your journey.
What is that, some African mystical mojo thing?
Carl Jung. Analytical psychology. You don't read much, do you?
What is this totem supposed to look like, anyway?
Usually an animal. Think about your dream. And you will find your guide.
Matt notices a tortoise on the ground. He crouches down beside it. Now he's following it through the brush. The tortoise crawls along inch by inch, and Matt watches it with his hands in his pocket and an exasperated expression on his face.
Where is Kaito's part of the formula?
What's so important about this formula?
It can turn people like you into people like us, and that will lead to disaster.
The formula is gone. Stolen.
There were two parts to that formula. They have both, and we have lost. Your father loved you dearly, Hero. He had faith you would grow up to be a great man, but he was mistaken, and his folly will be the downfall of us all.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm not?
Don't apologize to her. This is Hiro Nakamura. He will not rest until that formula is safe.
What he said.
Someone is manipulating us. Someone powerful, hidden. And they must be stopped.
I will find them and stop them.
Actually, you're the only one who can. You have the key to unlocking this entire mystery.
I do?
Hiro and Ando heave a coffin out of a grave.
If I knew I had the key, I wouldn't have buried it so deep.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
No, but there's no turning back now.
Hiro opens the lid of the coffin, revealing Adam lying motionless. His eyes spring open and he grabs Hiro by the throat.
Hiro, you son of a...
To be continued.